We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and talking today here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. The City Commission meets tonight at 7 o'clock in City Hall. They've got a number of things here they'll be taking up for consideration, and we'll dive into the general agenda. There are two items there tonight, pretty decent-sized agenda items here, though. And the first one has to do with the first consideration of an economic development agreement for LC Holdings, LLC. And I saw the name LC yesterday, and that name has been in the news before. I know he's been he's a developer here, and he's had some potential projects that haven't come to fruition. Looks like this one is potentially coming through.
Yeah, they've done mostly residential property investment and did have a proposal last year, I think it was, relative to around the Christian College, just on the west side of that, for a large facility that wasn't entertained as a result of that. But they've been doing work across the country and have been looking for a place to build their corporate headquarters. And so they have decided to do that in Manhattan and are proposing to have about a almost $1.4 million capital investment. The facility is located out off Vanesta Drive there, just to the north of the Vanesta Village. They're looking at creating 13 new jobs as a part of this over the next several years. The average wage of those jobs would be about $71,760. The jobs are in accounting, architects, director of operations, regional property managers, marketing, and construction estimators. So they currently have projects in Stillwater, Oklahoma, also in Lincoln, Nebraska, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Columbus, Ohio, Los Angeles, and Denver, and totally they have 22 current employees in Manhattan and about 64 outside of Manhattan, with additional expansion plans in Denver, San Francisco, San Diego, and Austin. So one of the things that's helping with this is a state of Kansas incentive package to put that corporate headquarters here, and they'll be eligible for just under $400,000 in assistance from the state through various incentive programs that they have. So again, the request from the city of Manhattan is and recommendation is for a job creation incentive of about $65,000 or $5,000 per new job created, with that payment being done after the job has been created. So looking forward to having a discussion about that application this evening. Of course, just to remind you, the City Commission has a policy of when we do have economic development applications, there's two considerations of that application. So this would be the first one. And if the Commission sees it as a positive thing, they would ask us to schedule the second consideration at a future meeting.
Well, pretty big stuff here when a company wants to have their headquarters in Manhattan. I mean, have they said why Manhattan?
I think it was a matter of, I mean, obviously they're K-Staters. They're from here or from this area, so they have an investment in Manhattan, and that's centrally located, and feel like it would be a good place to locate.
All right. Well, see what the will of the commission will be on that here tonight. That is the first agenda item. The second one has to do with, it's a little bit more complex, it looks like, and that has to do with a speculative industrial building or IRB program. Essentially, it looks like it would give developers a break on property taxes for certain types of developments.
Right. So this is we've been talking to the commission about this, had a couple of work sessions on this program, and so the commission has asked us to bring it back forward in front of them as a policy resolution to consider. This is one of the things that the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce has brought forward to us, in that it's something we're lacking. We've had a lot of, they've had a lot of referrals from the state for companies that really are looking for an existing facility. They don't really want to take the time to build something new. So, you know, in a lot of cities, there's excess space available in that, and we just haven't had an existing space in that type of facility for a long time. And so this is kind of developed after the city of Wichita has a similar program, and I know Lawrence and Hutchison are looking at similar type programs as well, where in order for a group of investors to take the risk of developing a large manufacturing facility, and they would like to reduce their risk of holding that until they have a tenant. And so this is a property tax abatement policy that allows for them to receive up to 90%, 95% tax abatement during the first 5 years of the program. And then after that, if they've been successful in getting at least some of the facility occupied, then that would return to a 50% tax abatement for the next 5 years, for a total of 10 years, the max that we can go. Again, it's targeting a minimum size of approximately 50,000 square foot of usable industrial space that has 28 feet height, clear height, with a 30-foot clear span height. And then the primary first lease was desirable to be about 25,000 square feet. So this is a kind of an amendment to our existing industrial revenue bond policy. That's the typical area where we, if we're going to issue a tax abatement, we would do that. So it's really just another tool in the tool chest and trying to create a type of facility that would make us more competitive for different companies that are looking for that type of space. And again, reducing or lowering the risk and carrying capacity of the investors that might be willing to do that.
Now, it's not uncommon, I suppose, to have some of these tax abatement type incentives. I know a lot of communities do that. But is 10 years, is that normal, or is that more, I mean, I don't know if it's common or not.
Yeah, I would, well, 10 years is a statutory limit. Doesn't okay. have to be 10 years, but that is the maximum we can do. You could potentially issue a new 10-year one for a client. So, for example, you know, Civics Plus built their headquarters here a while back, several years ago downtown, and they were being recruited to go outside of the community. And so that was a situation where they were building a new multi-story office building. And there had been a structure on that site, so we gave them a partial property tax abatement over a period of time, also subject to job creations for that. And we didn't exempt any of the ground floor space, which was about twice the size of what was on there. So the value was actually increased property tax revenue for the city on that first floor, and then abated the upper floors, subject to actual job creation. So you know, we don't do it a lot, and it's been more typically done with a client that's either building or improving an existing facility or building a new facility. So it's part of a package that's with a particular company. So this is a little bit different in that you've got a group of investors that are going to put the funds up to build a speculative space with the idea that you're going to lure a company here to fill that space. But it's not a revenue stream you're getting today because the building doesn't exist. So it's not like you're giving up something right away, and you may get a big win if you were able to land a company to occupy that space.
So it sounds to me then the city would be maybe taking a bit of a risk here. Is that safe to say? Would you be building? You'd be the one building the facility?
No. City's not involved in.
Gotcha.
Funding the building at all. Again, it's an incentive so that the investors who ultimately do build the building don't have to pay property tax for that first 5 years.
Okay.
So that they, you know, as an incentive for them to go at risk and put the money up, not having anybody ready to lease that space. So it's not a traditional component. That a lot of folks would just go out and throw up a 50,000 square foot facility and hope that somebody will occupy it someday.
Okay. That's where I got a little confused there. So appreciate the clarification. We'll see what the This is where it'd be nice to have Mayor Butler just get a little input here, but it'd be interesting to see what the commission decides. I imagine there'll be some varying opinions here from the five of them.
Yeah, you know, the discussion we've had to date, I think they recognize that it is something that we've had several opportunities to of companies that were would have referrals that the chamber has had to pass on just because we didn't have any facilities that met their criteria. So this would create a facility that would likely have potential candidates now, and then each of those deals would be brought back to the commission for their consideration, and there could be other incentives involved with that particular company that wants to locate here.
I know it's a competitive process here, but you know, I'm curious when we haven't had the necessary space for those companies, where do they go? Do they go somewhere else in the region, or
usually the larger metro areas? Okay. Where you have more maybe vacant spaces in folks that have moved on to different things. And like I said, Wichita's had this program for I think about 10 years. They're making a few adjustments to it. And again, this is really only dealing with it's targeting manufacturing space, an industrial space, storage, that sort of thing that wouldn't be available in the community.
I got you. All right. Well, that'll be an interesting discussion here tonight on the City Commission agenda. Again, they meet at 7 o'clock here in City Hall. We're going to step aside, and another segment of In Focus comes your way next here on News Radio KMAN.